On Fox News this morning, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders defended President Trump's decision to send more military might to the Middle East and pull back some diplomatic staff from Iraq in the face of what the president's advisors say is increasingly threatening behavior from Iran.
We continue to be vigilant. What we'd ultimately like to see is a behavioral change from Iran. And we're going to continue the maximum pressure campaign until we see that happen.
Sanders was not asked about what's behind the White House alarm. Reports of photos showing Iranians placing missiles on a few small boats in the Persian Gulf, leading National Security Advisor John Bolton and others to conclude they may be used on U.S. forces in the region. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He joins us by phone. Senator, welcome.
Good to be with you.
And have you seen these photos?
I have not.
Well, CNN reported the boats last week. Three unnamed officials talked to the New York Times, it's reported today. And they say this new intelligence came on May 3rd. Soon after that, the aircraft carrier was sent to the Gulf. We remember that. And now today, the British foreign minister is now saying he shares the same assessment as the U.S., that there is a heightened threat. Does the description of these pictures satisfy you?
Well, I will not be satisfied until I have, as a member of the United States Senate and the senior Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, along from my view of all the members of the Senate, a classified briefing so that we can understand what is the actionable intelligence, what is the veracity of that intelligence, to test that veracity, and then understand what is the administration's policy responses to it. So, yes, does it concern me, some of these public reports? Of course. But I can use those missiles offensively, or I can use them defensively. I don't know which one the Iranians are seeking to do. I am worried about a process here where we may very well end up with a miscalculation by either side, and that get ourselves into a much more significant military set of consequences.
Well, as to how the missiles might be used, again, according to these unnamed officials who spoke with the New York Times, they said that U.S. officials believed that these were not being passed along, let's say, to a militia. They did believe that they were going to be kept on these small boats in the Persian Gulf, potentially to be used against U.S. forces. They also spoke of conversations between the Revolutionary Guard and foreign militias about attacks on U.S. forces. This is not new, but those conversations seem more frequent. On the other hand, we have been hearing, I mean, there have been quite a few leaks, and we've been hearing from unnamed U.S. officials saying that this has been the goal all along, to provoke Iran into doing something aggressive and defensive. That's the goal of leaving the Iranian deal, as the president did a year ago, imposing punishing sanctions. That there's been an attempt to provoke Iran. Are you concerned about that?
Well, I am concerned that that some of these actions by the Iranians may be in reaction to what the United States is doing, particularly when we designate the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. What we need to have right now is a diplomatic surge that engages our allies, shows them the actionable intelligence, and then brings Iran to the negotiating table.
Do you think, as some have said, that the sanctions against Iran, and also keeping other countries from buying oil from Iran, were more crippling than the Trump administration expected, that it hurt Iran maybe even more than and quicker than people thought it might, bringing Iran to a more desperate situation than anyone expected? I don't know if you've heard that theory, but is that something that concerns you?
Well, it does concern me. The problem is you have to have a dual track. As you are increasing sanctions, you also have to open the door to negotiations, but the administration has only played one card, which is the sanctions card, ratcheted it up significantly. But only now do we begin to see the president in his tweet talk about that the Iranians are going to want to talk. Well, they're not just going to talk on their own. We're going to need a diplomatic surge. We need to get our partners, our previous partners, Europe, particularly Germany, France, Great Britain, as a starter. Then we have a pathway forward that is not hopefully actually engage in any military conflict.
Just your quick thoughts on National Security Advisor John Bolton, who's long wanted regime change in Iran, including when he was in the Bush administration. The president has called him, you know, hawkish. What do you make of the Washington Post story today that President Trump is frustrated by people like John Bolton getting out ahead of him on Iran? We should say Sarah Sanders denied that. But do you think that that is happening?
Well, there's obviously elements within the administration that are far more hawkish, far more forward-leaning on the use of military force to achieve foreign policy objectives. And it seems to me, while the president likes to rattle the cages, he doesn't like kinetic action. And at the end of the day, so far his legacy in the last 2.5 years has been to withdraw troops from the Middle East, or to seek to withdraw troops from the Middle East, not to engage in a huge escalation, as some reports suggest, of 120,000 troops.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.